Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Jeffrey Zabars here. Jeff is a longtime, almost 19-year member of our Brain Trust. He is the chief home officer. He's an award-winning journalist. He's the author of 3 books on being home-based. He knows a lot about that. He was home-based before it was cool, when it was super hot cool, and white hot cool, if it can be such a thing. And now it's just like regular business, isn't it, Jeff?
Absolutely.
It's not even remarkable anymore, is it?
Remarkable. Yeah, you know what? What's remarkable is how it's really, I don't want to say come full circle, but it's sort of been entrenched straight into sort of the cultural phenomenon where, you know, people work from home, you know, and even just, I'm sorry, I'm taking a flex day today. I'm going to work from home. My kid's got to play, or I got to take the kid to school. And if you have a laptop and internet connection, you can work from anywhere.
Oh,
we've proven that before with the road trips we've done, and you know, and people have caught on. So what used to be unique and you know pretty you know again cool is now just cool. It's not even unique.
Well, see, there's so many things in our and we're going to get to the road trip thing in a minute, but there's so many things in our business, in the marketplace, that are like this. I mean, home base, as you say, home base was like this. Then we got the internet, right? Remember when just
right.
surfing the internet in 97, 98, 99, just surfing the internet, not doing anything in particular, just wandering around out there in this new jungle? That was a big deal. Then
right.
now websites are passe. And then, and you know, we got into social media. And I told people, you know, you and I both told them 8, 9, 10 years ago, folks, this is just another way to go to market, and in time,
right.
it won't be a fad anymore. It'll be or a craze. It'll be just another way that we go to market. And that's kind of where we are right now with social media, isn't it?
It'll just be, you know, air or water to us. It's what it is. It's what we do. You know, it's funny because I used to do columns. I used to write for Advertising Age magazine, and while I was doing that, I wrote marketing columns for both the South Florida Sun Sentinel or Metro Daily down here, and then later the South Florida Business Journal. And I remember early on in writing those business columns about advertising, I would write that Toyota or McDonald's at the end of their ad would put Toyota.com or McDonald's.com on the ad just to
right.
tell people we have a website. And at the time, that was novel. At the time, you had to do it, remind
mm-hmm.
people you actually have a website where, you know, obviously for anybody to say it now would be insane. You don't even assume, I mean, you assume you don't need to be told they have
right.
a social media account.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
I mean, it's just there. And it's pretty remarkable what it's become.
Well, and how all that has changed and has become mainstream now. I mean, when you think about how much of that market, how much of a share of that activity that the big guys like Google and Facebook own. And there's so many other things that are out there that you know we need to realize as we're going to be bringing on more and more new things. Blockchain is something that I think that I keep trying to remind people about. That's going to be an increasing part of their lives over the next few years. It'll be a craze in about a year from now, and then it'll start being something that we're just all using. And I think it's important to realize that how these things come in cycles, and some of them win, some of them lose, like
right.
VCR and Beta, right?
Yep. Yeah.
That didn't age me at all, did it?
That did. Yeah. Beta. What's this beta you speak of, old fella? You know what's amazing is how much of it becomes ingrained in what we do, and what truly impresses me. And I don't want to say impresses me. I should say wows me because it is the creativity that the internet brings and the simplicity that it brings, of course, but the creativity and what people have been able to create and bring to market. Down here we have you know, a company that a kid who went, a kid, at the time he was a kid who went to building construction school at the University of Florida, came out and launched a company called eBuilder. And what it allows you to do, and, you know, I've only profiled the company. I don't know him personally. But it allows people to manage construction projects through a website. And at the time, I mean, now it's a significant business. But at the time, you know, he launched it. It was out there on the cutting edge. He mm-hmm. was Lewis and Clark crossing over. Where no one had been before, and now it's running a very significant business. You have retail businesses, you know, I'm into RVing now, and right. you have retail business, for example, like e-trailer, you know, throw an E on it and you got a concept.
Right.
But it's a retail organization for trailering, for RVing, for everything you would need for the trailer concept to pull.
Right.
You know, and smart minds are behind some of this stuff, mm-hmm. but empowered by a technology that is the internet and e-commerce that allows you just to make stuff happen.
But it's also disrupting hidebound legacy players who aren't keeping up. That's another
Absolutely.
Thing. That's another thing that's happening right there. Speaking of your RVing thing. Something I want you to get started on now, and then we'll finish. We'll talk some more about it in the next segment. Is you're getting your sort of a you used to do a road trip, but you're doing a variation on that theme now, aren't you?
Yeah, years ago we did something called Home Office Highway, and back when, again, when home officing was still relatively novel. This goes back about mm-hmm. 8 years, maybe a little bit more, but. When home officing still remained kind of novel, and then we took it a step beyond, and we said, there's no reason that with an internet connection and a laptop, and then we added portable printers and devices to, and sort of cases to carry your stuff, we said, why can't you work from the road?
Mm-hmm.
And more than just, you know, being a teleworker who works from home or works from a hotel or works from a remote location, we actually, you know, partnered with RV companies and different products like, you know, like Office Depot and different product manufacturers to take it on the road and actually work from the road. Now we've done what's called now we're working on Road Trip Mojo. And again, taking it on the road, but to, you know, RVing and seeing
right.
music and arts festivals and things like that. But
more
things we're doing.
More variations on the theme. More variations on
right.
the theme of being able to work wherever you are, and
take it wherever you want to go.
Take it where and how that's changed, how that's turned, how that's disrupted a lot of things too. We'll come back. We're gonna talk. We're gonna let Jeff get more into the details of this Road Trip Mojo. I think you'll find it interesting. After this break, ChiefHomeOfficer.com, GotWords.com, those are his two websites. Jeffrey and I will be right back. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.